So how did this woman do? I guess she ended up on the I Spy trial. What was the randomization that she sort of encountered?
So our I Spy program, you know, we talk to women about neoadjuvant therapy. And in this case, what I feel is the really incredible importance of giving neoadjuvant therapy in order to try and understand the response to therapy and then modify treatment to try and improve outcome based on response to therapy, either in the post-neoadjuvant setting where we have CREATE-X with capecitabine, or even before surgery where we do try and modify treatment based on response and are learning more and more about that. So we talked about I-SPY, which is an adaptively randomized phase 2 trial where we compare a standard chemotherapy backbone to novel agents that are generally added to the paclitaxel component, which occurs first, but sometimes are extended through the anthracycline component as well, and in certain situations have actually replaced the paclitaxel component of chemotherapy. When you enroll onto I-SPY, you actually are screened. And of course, triple negative breast cancer is always going to be eligible for chemotherapy, but we screen patients with ER positive disease as well as all comers getting the 70 gene mammoprint assay. And patients who are high risk go on I-SPY. All patients with triple negative and HER2 positive disease are also eligible. But this allows us to get a number of different genomic markers as well. Patients are then randomized after they've had their staging scans, their MRIs, the biopsy, and the mammoprint comes back to one of the arms of the trial. You actually are consented again because you have an opportunity not to participate in the trial if you're not happy with the arm that you're randomized to, of course. And we go through the specific toxicity of the randomized arm. I don't think for any patient that you can really take in, you know, 5 different arms of a trial and all the different toxicities. So it's much better, I think, to be able to randomize for screening and then randomize again once you're in the arm. This patient was randomized to our control arm, which is weekly paclitaxel for 12 weeks, followed by doxorubicin and cyclophosphamide, generally given dose dense for 4 weeks, and then surgery. You know, in our I-SPY trial, just like any trial, the patient is the important person here. And so we actually see the patients weekly. And if we feel like the response is not very good, we get MRIs periodically as well for the study. Then we can always change gears. You know, for example, you could add carboplatin at some point if you felt that response was not great. I like the idea of not giving carboplatin to everyone, although we may be evolving as a field to giving carboplatin to more patients with triple negative disease. My main concerns are that it does increase toxicity and bone marrow suppression makes it a little harder, and also that it is more toxic to the ovaries for patients who are young.